Now, Prof, indeed, Vilvicha University has become a household name in Namibia. Can you tell us more about the programs currently open for applications within the Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education?
Certainly. As the name suggests, the Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education, we have got three schools under this faculty, which is the School of Commerce, School of Law and School of Education. Now, for those interested in commerce, we have certificate, diploma, and a Bachelor of Science, both in project management as well as supply chain management. In the School of Law, we are offering an undergraduate diploma in legal studies as well as a Bachelor of Law, LLB. For education, we have a bachelor's degree for both senior primary as well as senior secondary, majoring solely in math and science.
Now, we notice a strong focus on postgraduate studies this year. Who should be looking at those programs?
Especially since the university graduated its first postgraduate student cohort during our November 2025 graduation ceremony last year, we are very proud of our advanced offerings. We have a postgraduate diploma in business administration, higher education, as well as monitoring and evaluation. In the similar field, we also have a Master's of Science in Project Management, Higher Education, as well as Monitoring and Evaluation. Now, these programs are a perfect fit for professionals looking to climb the corporate ladder or just to specialize in their specific field of study at undergraduate level.
Interesting. Prof, what is the study or the mode of study of those courses?
Okay, so generally we have got face-to-face, online, and distance mode of study. Those are the traditional different modes of study. But in terms of Vilvicha University, especially under the Faculty of Law, Commerce, and Education, all our programs are offered on a blended mode, which means that there's a balance between face-to-face and online modes of study. So classes are offered on face-to-face as well as online classes. And ideally, our postgraduate programs are offered in the evenings. So we have understand that these are mostly working professionals, and during the course of the day, they might be engaged otherwise. So it's very much flexible, blended mode with the opportunity of being offered evenings so that they can attend to their normal daily activities during the day, and then they can still continue with their studies in the evenings.
What about duration? What is the duration of your programs?
Okay. Normally, in the Namibian context, we look at the NQF level, because the NQF level will ideally inform you the duration of the program. Now, the certificate programs are only 1 year because it's on NQF level 4, and whereas the diploma programs are 2 years because they are on NQF level 5. Our bachelor's degrees are honors programs, and they span over the period of 4 years, with the exception of the Bachelor of Law, because of its comprehensive and complex nature, it is offered or it spans over the period of 5 years. Equally so, our postgraduate diplomas are only 1 year on NQF level 8, whereas the master's programs are generally over the period of 2 years, including the research component. And all master's programs are on NQF level 9. So certificate, 1 year, diploma, 2 years, bachelor, which are also the honors programs, 4 years, with the exception of law, which is now 5 years, postgraduate diplomas, 1 year, and the master's programs are over the period of 2 years of study.
Interesting. Now, Prof, you have recently extended your deadlines. What are the key dates and costs that listeners need to know?
Okay, so we have extended our application deadline. So initially, we were supposed to end our applications at the end of January, but now applications have been extended. Both the application as well as the registration deadline is now set to end on the 28th of February, and the application fee is 230 Namibian dollars. So people have still time to make their way either to our website or to visit our campuses. If they are struggling with the online application, and not all of us are well versed with the online era, so you can either go online or they can visit our nearest campuses throughout the country, and they can submit their application accompanied by a payment of a minimum amount of $230 million. Mm-hmm. And then they can, once they get the application status, they can then register.
Okay. Now, how can a prospective student apply right now? And what should they perhaps be readily available on their hands as they do the application?
Okay, the easiest way is to visit our website, www.wu.edu.na. And when you get to the website, you just go where it says application, and then you will do the online application. And this application must be accompanied, like I said earlier, by a payment of $230 million. Normally, you can just EFT, or if you are unable to EFT, you just visit one of the nearest campuses, and then you can swipe the $230 million. Unfortunately, we do not accept cash payment. So it's either by using electronic funds transfer, or you can swipe at the nearest campuses. Once you have done that and you have submitted, you have completed the application online, you simply just upload the proof of payment and all your relevant documents. And with those documents, we refer to your IT or your passport, and your qualification, your K-12 certificate, and all the required documents that will help us to identify you as an applicant.
Mm-hmm.
And importantly, we also welcome international students into our program. I've just been looking at one of the applications that we have received from a foreign national. So we are accepting applications from international students across the globe.
Mm-hmm. Prof. Marvin, if someone is tuned in right now and is following the conversation and has a specific question about their documents or perhaps campus location or maybe how they can actually reach you and ask other questions that you have not been able to touch on right now, how can they perhaps reach you?
Okay, so we have our two cell phone numbers that they can contact us at. For general admission inquiries, they can call us at 081-403-6406, that is 081-403-6406, or they can kindly send us a WhatsApp at 081-146-1067. The WhatsApp at 081-146-1067. And they can also drop us an email at admission@wu.edu.na. That is admission@wu.edu.na. And in extreme circumstances, we are also very much assisting those communications and comments that we are receiving on any of our social media platforms. So they can also just, if they are unable to reach us through the platforms that I've just mentioned, they can also reach out to us, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on Instagram and so forth, and our marketing team will be readily available to assist them.